Did you ever see any house or anything that had been bombed?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I've seen loads of houses that have been bombed.
Yeah.
And my wife's cousin is married to a girl that was actually living in a house that was bombed, and she's still living in that house, and that house was flattened, and it's in Bognor.
Gosh.
And that's my wife's cousin's wife. Yeah. And it's not far from here.
Because I was going to ask you, did you know anybody who lived in a house that was bombed?
Yeah, it's my wife's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the bedroom when it was taken apart in the house, yeah.
What would happen in the next few days? Would people go and look at houses that have been bombed?
They all, immediately, people would go, because there were several bombs that were dropped here on the Germans going out, not coming in. They tried to bomb town, they couldn't get in because the Spitfires were around them here. And so I think they bombed most of Bognor, the bits they did do. I think there were around about 40 people killed here during the war.
Gosh.
And they're going out, they dropped the bombs when they were going out.
To get rid of the excess.
To get rid of
it,
yes, yes, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yes.
So they could fight. Yeah.
Incredible time.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone, been sort of, I don't know how we got, no bicycles or anything like that then, we just had to walk. But the bombs were quite near us where we were, you know, 150 yards one was. That one wasn't far from us, where my wife's cousin lives, wasn't half a mile from us. And there was a line of them that night, or that, it was an afternoon, yeah, it was an afternoon. That's right, because she wasn't in bed, the girl up there wasn't in bed. Yeah, it was an afternoon. Yeah, and then, yeah, in the town, I remember going down the town and having a look at this flattened house, you know, where a lad was killed. And yeah, I can remember going to the gas works. We had a gas holder in Bognor,
yeah.
And a German plane came down and it went straight in, it got shot down, it went straight into the side of the gas works, and people were saying, it's hit the gas works. So I went down there, I mean, I wasn't very old, with mates, went down there, and we collected, there was broken perspex from the windscreen, and we collected them, because we used to make rings out of the perspex.
Recycling gone now.
It was like gold finding a piece of perspex from a German aeroplane. I can remember drilling them out and making rings out of them.
Typical kids as well.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Ignoring the danger, you know. Just
that's
looking,
right, yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah, we never saw any danger on it, yeah. No.
And, I mean, and what happened with the gasworks? Obviously, it didn't explode or anything.
No, it didn't explode, no. There was no gas in it at the time. It was a gas holder, and it was, there were two there. One had, I think it was an overspill gas, which was a tall one. It hasn't been taken down not that long ago, probably about 12 years ago it was taken down. That's all, it still had the hole in the side of it.